A few more of your letters now. Regarding Michelle Kellerman's interview with Robert Reichauer and Stephen Moore on the economy, Tom Schmidt of Lyle, Illinois wrote, "A true tax cut is when everyone pays less tax. A tax shift is where some people pay less tax and others pay more. There is no doubt that our children will be paying higher taxes because current taxpayers now pay less. It can be said that the only true tax cut is a spending cut. This is because every dollar spent has to be covered by a dollar of tax collected from someone at some time. You can therefore make the claim that the President and Congress in fact raised taxes significantly on our children because they increased spending." We received a number of letters on the report by Anthony Brooks concerning a study showing high school grads are poorly equipped to enter the workforce. I teach at both the community college and university level, and I am, along with my colleagues, continually bewildered by the lack of basic skills in our students, writes Betty Garfield of Sacramento, California. "These students appear to have been graduated from high schools with little attention to whether they actually learn basic skills. I have heard teachers at the high school level say that there is systemic resistance to keeping a student behind for remedial classes, partially because it damages the student's self-esteem. I couldn't disagree more. By pushing them through, the system is setting up the students for continual and increasing failure, resentment toward the system, and a more permanent damage to their self-esteem." We also received many, many comments on Naomi Lewin's essay about her problems with her computer. A few thought her essay uninformed, but quite a few others wrote along the lines of this letter from Pascal Nelson of Greensboro, North Carolina. "I listened with pained recognition as Naomi Lewin recounted her all-too-common tale of suffering at the hands of Microsoft Windows XP. I, too, endure daily abuse by Windows XP at my workplace, sometimes to the point of plotting some desperate act of computricide. However, on my own time and on my own computer, I am blessed to have found a computing environment that avoids the inanity and insults of the MS Windows experience. It is Apple's OS X running on a Macintosh computer. Naomi Lewin should be assured that her foul computing experience is due to Microsoft Windows, not inherent to using a computer." Please, you can write to us with your views and comments. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. Please give us guidance in the pronunciation of your name, and let us know the name of the city or town where you live.